Winter is a busy time for Penny Allen, coordinator of Tent City Days, the annual celebration of Wrangell's golden past. For the past 2 months, Allen has been setting schedules, planning activities, and making the final preparations for the big weekend. But it can be a tough job wrangling people into position.
We're still looking for somebody that wants to chair the bed races.
She says people can expect to see the usual activities back again this year, as well as some familiar faces.
As every year, the Coast Guard will be coming to town. The Anthony Pettit from Ketchikan. And I'm still trying to find out if the two boats from Petersburg are coming this year or not.
But, she says, there are some new events to look forward to as well. So get out your extra tufts and rain gear, because one new event is not for landlubbers.
There's going to be a fisherman's competition that we haven't had in the past, and I think they're going to be doing things like coiling and anchor toss.
Allen says adults will also get to try their hands at an event formerly left to the kids.
Another event that we haven't had in the past would be the adult scrapfish derby, and it's run kind of like the kids' ones. Everybody goes down there with hand lines, and they try to catch their fish, and they have prizes for different types of fish.
As for Allen, her favorite parts of the festival get down and dirty with Wrangell's rough frontier past.
I take my kids to the carnival and go to that. They have a little jail there, and the kids can arrest each other. And then I like doing the Tent City night. There's a casino night at the Marine. They had it all last year. They had it all set up like old timey, you know, and you go in there and you do your gold rush gambling.
The 2013 Tent City Days will be February 7th through 10th. In Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.